of spiritual healing is that sin, disease, death have no external reality. They exist only as an illusory world belief, a concept. Our concept of this world will keep changing, but the reality and the perfection of the spiritual universe, which is all that is here, will never change. This perfect creation made of self-perpetuating, self-maintaining spirit is the finished kingdom of God. In which no war has ever been fought, no disease has ever appeared, no soul has ever died. The function of your human mind is not to create, but to realize that the whole creation of God is already complete. Nothing can be added, nothing can be taken away. The function of your mind is to be an instrument for your soul, which expresses divine life, divine law, and divine wisdom. All the infinite qualities of God function through your soul. And when your mind is receptive to your soul, these perfect qualities come through your soul pure, unadulterated by finite human thought, and manifest as the harmony and productivity of your life. The moment your thinking mind makes finite human decisions, you shut God out of your life. And you remain in the mortal dream of opposites. Good health, and then bad health. Substance, and perhaps lack. Peace, and inevitably war. Harmony, and discord. One thought is the great illusion of life. But when you stand in the vacuum of no thought, which is the secret place of the Most High, God makes your decisions. God handles your problems. Source knows all, releases truth through your soul, directs your mind perfectly, and frees you from the tyranny of false sense perception. Realization is not visualization. The Infinite Way teaches that your realization of spiritual truth is the miracle healer. Visualization is mental, not spiritual. There is a borderline. When we try to manipulate matter with our thought, with our willpower, and the problem is that we are trying to change bad matter to good matter. All in the same material dream. But when you transcend the belief in matter and transcend the finite, distorting human mind, you are above mental visualization in the realm of soul realization, where illusions of matter melt. The world of the senses loses its false power. And spiritual consciousness reveals the grace of the infinite, maintaining a sufficiency for all your needs. Remember the difference between realization and visualization. In the spiritual realm, there is no laying on of hands. The healer never touches the patient. All physical contact between patient and healer is obsolete. Human words are obsolete. Surgery and medicine are obsolete. Acupuncture and chiropractic are obsolete. Every form of physical and mental treatment is obsolete. Soul realization, expressing the perfect government of God, overflows into the visible world as a divine blessing. The wind of the hurricane finds no one to hurt. The bullet of the assassin finds no one to kill. The poison of the virus is revealed as a shadow of mortal thought and finds no one to infect. Divine substance realized in your soul dehypnotizes your mind and spiritual man walks freely on the earth. The human mind has no capacity to demonstrate the power and the presence of God. Only your soul reaches into the kingdom of God. And in many ways, the Bible has been telling you just that. That mind hypnosis is normal to all mortals. Because the natural man lives in slavery to the world mind. You must develop your spiritual center to remove the mask from all material appearances. Or you may be as hypnotized as your patient. The fifth chapter of Matthew teaches us to train our focus from looking out with the mind to looking within your soul. Outside, you see a cripple. A man with a withered arm, a girl in a coma. This is the external world, viewed with mind vision. But now let's look at Matthew 5:25. In the Moffat translation, and we read this, mystical advice from Christ. Be quick and make terms with your opponent so long as you are and he are on the way to court, in case he hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the jailer, and you are thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out till you pay the last half penny of your debt. Quite different than the King James Version, but basically identical. The Moffat translation or the King James Version, you're being taught by God that your mind is always a victim of world appearances. Your five senses surround your mind. They project sense images of a cripple, a withered arm, and a comatose girl. Where do these images come from? To the world, they're real. And we want to help them. We want to help the cripple to walk. We want to see that withered arm stretch out to see that comatose girl wake up. But I have a question for you. How can you do what God has not done? Now look again at the words of Christ Jesus. You will find your answer right there. Be quick and make terms with your opponent. For 2,000 years, man has ignored these inspired words. Direct from infinite, divine intelligence. What they're saying is, instead of looking outside with your mind, go within, look inside your soul, do it instantly. That instant focus within, instead of without, is how you come to terms with your opponent. Who is your opponent? World mind. The cosmic liar who adulterates human perception with images not made by God. This is your adversary, your opponent. These cosmic mind projections of world thought, appearing as the disabilities of our world, are very convincing. They're especially persuasive when they work on your emotions. And this is the meaning of on the way to court. If you're not careful, a series of mental traps will trick you. Your opponent will turn the case over to the judge, meaning your mind will pronounce judgment. It will positively identify the physical problem as a reality. It will be swayed by the appearances. And this verdict of your mind turns you over to the jailer. And the door is locked behind you. You have let beliefs in the reality of a cripple, a withered arm, and a girl in a coma into your mind. Now there's no way to get them out. Your karmic debt is the conviction that material defects exist in God's creation. And you're going to pay for this belief with your own material, mortal sense of life. This is your last halfpenny, or in the King James Version, your uttermost farthing that you will pay. Now then, what does the next dimension of consciousness tell us? You are close to it, but you must be willing to work for it. It doesn't come like a sudden bolt of lightning. It's an inner movement, and it begins with your yearning. God's pure truth. Plus, your understanding that your senses can never transmit truth and can only make the God contact through the silence of your senses. Silence, your mind will not react to the appearances of matter, of material images, of cripples, withered arms, comatose girls, dying people. And as you maintain that inner vacuum of no sense reaction to outer stimuli, while the images that appear in your eye do not move you, you are indifferent to the nature of them and the contents of those images as they pass before you. You do not identify or respond to the images. You do not judge the images. The movement or quality of the images does not affect you. You accept all images as mere mental shadows without substance, without reality. Without divine ordination, without power. And as you behold your patient in this vacuum of sense thought, unmoved, by what you see, holding your five senses in a state of no resistance, no judgment, you are making it impossible for the world mind to turn you over to the judge. You are breaking the illusion of power, which convinces mankind that mortal forms are real and can suffer from heart ailments which deny and defy the all power of God. In that discipline of standing fast in no thought, you are confirming your faith in God as the only creative principle, the only source, the maintaining, sustaining power of the universe. Which makes all appearances of the power of evil false and impossible. This way of life, repeated 70 times 7, and 70 times 7 again, and again, and again, until It is your nature to remain unaffected by material images. Remove the beam of hypnosis from your eyes and releases the pure light of your soul. Opens the door to your kingdom within and takes you to the throne of I Am, which is the perfect will of God in action. By your willingness to discipline yourself, to discipline your sense reaction to matter, you have upheld the divinity of your patience. You have accepted their spiritual identity as the perfect image and likeness of God, their Father. You have refused to believe that spirit can be crippled or disabled or comatose. You have not seen them as persons, but perfect spiritual children of God. You have impersonalized your patient. You have nothingized your patient's material condition. Because spirit has no material condition. You are being true to the one great mystical secret which every spiritual healer knows and practices every day. This is it. Only God is happening. Only God is happening. Never waste a single moment analyzing the problem you've been called upon to heal. That's your first major temptation. Instead, freeze your sense reaction instantly. In one motion, take no thought, and in that same motion, go straight to God through your soul. Practice, practice, practice. You have refused to recognize the problem. You have not accepted the false appearance of person. You have not violated a single divine law. Now, you have passed through the false powers of world mind, unwavering, not denying your Heavenly Father as the one life of all. The dream of mortality is almost gone. their God and a patient? Of course not. There is one, and that one is the only one. One undivided infinite spirit, where you are and where the patient appears. One divine life, where you are and where your patient appears. One omnipresent divine power, where you are and your patient appears. Can spirit be less than perfect? What else is present beside spirit? Is the claim of error real or imagined? Now we rest above the senses, above the mind, above the beliefs of the mind, letting human thought float by, knowing God is-ing throughout infinity. There is no patient. My patient and I are the one Spirit of God. Unconditioned, unseparated, perfect, and undefiled. You are seen through the illusion. God's perfection is our perfection. Everywhere I am is running a perfect universe. In this we continue, resting in the word, confident. The truth in consciousness will reveal itself visibly as the absence of error. Now then, when the Bible reports that a cripple walked, a withered arm was straightened, a 12-year-old girl awakened from a coma, Christ Jesus is teaching that there is no God and man. God manifests as individual being without man, without separation. But only when you are one with Source will this wholeness, this harmony, and peace become visible. When you realize that every patient is not a human being, but God appearing as individual being, then your patient will manifest the qualities of divine life. And so will you. As you witness Christ behind the eyes of every individual, your own soul faculties will awaken to the joys and harmonies that invisibly surround you. Disease and death will cease to have an external reality. You will feel the power of silent grace. We are now moving into a new age of spiritual healing. Man will discover that God is here, that God's creation is here as invisible spiritual man, universe, and body. That the visible is unreal, including sin, sickness, habits, and even persons. The knowledge that through physical senses we behold mirages will soon make more spiritually conscious souls discern reality. And that special extra something that adds new dimensions of life to your experience will reveal the magic of your environment, like an unseen source of a new fragrance, bringing enchantment from heaven to transforming the earth. You see this all around you these days. The transition is taking place. The awareness is taking root. Eyes are opening. You can make them open faster. You can release hearts to their reality. I leave one parting thought with you. A thought which I hope can hasten the transformation in our universe. During the next week, take this idea with you. It can make a very big difference in your living and in your healing work. Become aware that only God can happen, because only God is. You have thousands of years of false thought to transcend. Much has already been transcended, and much invisible help is being given. You can be sure that the consciousness of those who have walked before us is always with us to help us become aware of the invisible presence of God as the only reality. So I recommend that you take 30 seconds right now to remind yourself that God is happening, and only God. Regardless of what your senses may have read in the morning newspaper or heard on the morning TV, what accumulation of beliefs have welled up within you through the years, the truth is that God is happening now and only God. Hold that in your consciousness. Start with 30 seconds during the day. You'll find that the accumulation of this truth will do something for you that very little else can do. It will give you an unexpected confidence. You will release many of the fears that accumulate beneath the surface, fears that you don't even know you have, little fears. My daughter went to school today. She forgot something. Will she be well? Did she get a ride? Will the children there be kind to her? She was sick when she left. How is she? Things that weigh on your mind. I know if you could take an inventory of those things. They're so numerous. Your entire inner self is flooded with these aggressive thoughts. Only God is happening today. Have you accepted that? Do you know at this instant your realization of that can prevent the fears that you're worrying about? Do you know the power in that truth? When that truth becomes your living consciousness, comes the application of that truth. You receive a call for help for a problem or an unwanted condition. Now, how will you start to meet that request? Here's a suggestion. Perhaps a way you may not have thought of. To begin, instantly meet the claim by knowing that only God is happening. Good start, isn't it? Now, what is the claim? Oh, they told you about a lot of conditions that were wrong, didn't they? But is that the real claim? No. The claim is that God is not happening. That's the claim. Whoever called you said, no matter what they said, they were saying God is not happening. But you know that only God is happening. So every condition, every problem, must be a claim that God is asleep. Now, take the claim and reverse it instantly, silently, Don't tell the patient about it. Silently, in your consciousness. You heard the patient say, my arm is broken. Right then. You are saying silently within yourself, not to the patient. Within yourself, you are saying, only God is happening. And there are no broken arms in God. Now get steady with yourself. Rest there a moment. Forget the broken arm. Forget the claim, whatever it was. Rest inside, secure in the truth that God is happening, and only God. That God is the life of the patient. That God is the spiritual body of the patient. And every time the thought of a broken arm tries to enter your mind, meet it with quiet knowledge that infinite God life is all that is present. It contains no broken arm, no cancer, no tumor, know this, know that, and then let God in you do the healing. Do you trust that? Can you do that? Let God in you, after you know the truth, and you let God do the healing. By maintaining the no thought about the problem, Christ did. Some of us learned to do it, and it works.